If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a good moment. Remember a few weeks ago, we spoke to Julian Cameron Smith. And this is a 15-year-old, I think he's still 15, who went off to Europe with his dad, Grant Cameron Smith, to really cycle across Europe to try and raise money for Logwood Village. And they have finally made it, 2,500 kilometers. And they are on the line this evening. A very good evening to you, Grant. I wonder if Julian is on the line, but good evening and congratulations.
Good evening. And yeah, Julian's here as well. He's staying up a little late.
Yes,
I said he can have an extra few hours this evening.
Congratulations, folks. Really fantastic work. And how sore are your legs still?
You know what? No, they're not. We're good. We had a week's rest in Milan.
Yes.
And I think walking around Milan was really good for us. And so we arrived back yesterday. And often the most amazing experience, as Julian will, I'm sure, agree.
You really emphasize the fact that you wanted to do this with your son. And this was obviously going to be a big moment. And this was the best time in his schooling career to do this. And I want to bring Julian in here. How was this journey for you, particularly doing it with your dad, Julian?
Good evening. I hope everyone's having a great evening. We came into this with high hopes, and we came out of it with souls that, I mean, I feel like I've achieved the greatest thing ever. I mean, this has just been an amazing adventure for both of us, especially as a father and son to do. I feel so lucky and, you know, grateful for the trip that I've had. We had up moments, we had down moments, we had tears, we had everything, and we finished it.
Sure. And just maybe give me a little bit of the tears, Julian. Where was it painful the most? I believe you also came across some massive thunderstorms as well.
Yeah, so towards the end, we had a bit of an issue. We were supposed to only ride into Milan last week, Monday.
Yes.
And we were in Lake Como in Italy, having one of our break days after a particularly tough leg of cycling. And the weather that was given to us on that day just said that, you know, there's going to be thunderstorms and stuff the next day. And we didn't want to end the ride on a train ride or a bus route. So we packed up our things at 9 o'clock in the morning on a rest day and pushed it through with the storm chasing us, which was quite a decision for us to make. We had a really difficult day in Poland, actually cycling from the southern side of Poland to the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. We cycled from Krakow to Ostrava in the Czech Republic, and it was one of the toughest things I've ever done in my life, easily. It was 175 kilometers. We were on the bike for about 13 and a half hours. We had a brutal headwind for about 80 Ks of the ride, about 25 Ks an hour, which was an added extra to the cold and the freezing temperatures at the time. It was about 3 degrees, I think. But you know, something I've learned is you just have to break everything into smaller bites and just take it as it comes.
What have you learned about yourself, Julian, throughout this entire journey?
I've just learned, I've learned quite a few lessons, but the top three that I have taken away from this, I wrote them down: the value of space, the value of time, and you must respect what your body says to you. I've learned the value of space. Obviously, cycling in cities where, you know, I mean, obviously I can wheel my bicycle down the driveway and I can pack it away, but we had to carry bikes up 5 floors of stairs, put them vertically into elevators. I mean, everything. Accommodation was probably one of our biggest challenges. Finding places to stay the next night that were big enough for bicycles or had a safe place for bicycles.
Yes.
something that I took away from the value of time was, you know, if we leave at 9 o'clock in the morning, what time will we get there? You know, from our previous rides, our average speed, what is tomorrow going to look like? Every second counts. Everything's a process. As soon as we end the ride, we plug all our stuff in, we have a shower, and we go and explore. And we have to walk, we figured out we have to walk between 10 and 20,000 steps a day to move the lactic acid in our legs. It's about 5 to 10 Ks a day. And I found that this was quite a challenge for us in smaller towns where there's not much to explore or there wasn't a lot to do. But we always found a way to make do with what we had. And the last point that I had, you must respect what your body says to you. I really realized this ride that your body is a temple, and whatever you put into your body has a value. And, you know, numbers on a bottle are going to do a lot worse to you than they are going to do good to you. We found that, you know, counting calories, counting kilojoules of energy really helped us picking the right food to ride with. I found that dates were the best for me. They have quite a few calories and they have that little boost of sugar that really gives you the energy. I also cycled with a packet of peanuts because they have calories and they have, most importantly, salt to stop cramping, and it's almost like a cramp ease food. But yeah, that was what I took away from it, the main 3 points.
What has this done for your relationship with your dad? I mean, we all know it's tough being a parent of a teenager, but I think this has been very special for you.
Yeah, no, I must be honest. We had our rough moments. We had moments where, you know, obviously my dad got upset with me for one reason or the other. Usually it was because I was on my phone or I was doing something that I wasn't supposed to do. The first week and a half was a bit shaky. We hadn't gotten into a routine yet. I don't think I was focused yet on the mission at hand. I think I was just taking it too casually. Well, not too casually, but in a way that wasn't efficient. Also, I think, yeah, I mean, it's grown up. Our bond has grown so much. We've learned so many new things about each other that I'm sure we didn't know in the beginning.
Yeah.
I think my dad's learned the main thing, that I can't focus. But yeah, we've learned a whole lot of things. We've had such an amazing adventure. And we've really learned how to communicate properly with each other, how to express our feelings to each other, and just really, we were almost interlinked towards the end, because we could tell each other's emotions just by looking at each other and the way that we were carrying ourselves.
Yeah. Grant, I mean, this must be so special, because often parents, yes, live with their children, but if they're working parents, they have such little time with them. And this time with him, just the two of you, must have been such a special time.
It had its, as Julian says, it had its ups and downs, Pamela. There's no question about it. Mm. And having done one of these long cycle things before, it was that was really helpful, because I was in a position where I knew what was coming, but I couldn't lord it over Julian and say, look here, you know, you do this, you do that. No, you can't. With a teenager, you can't just do that,
yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
And whilst I knew what was coming, I needed to almost let him fall so he could pick himself up. And give him a safe landing, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Because, I mean, we rode in some pretty crazy, to some pretty crazy temperatures. I mean, we got down to, I think it was -6. We were cycling. It was snowing.
Sure.
We had some very, very unpleasant, days, where we were just frozen through to the bone and we just kept going. But we had some wonderful days as well. And I think at the end, it kind of all balances out, doesn't it? You know, the good and the bad. But in that in you kind of remember the really good stuff, the really bad stuff, and the middle stuff kind of fades away, which is kind of like life, really, in lots of ways. And I think we've learned so much from the goods and the bads about each other and about how we work together.
But you must be proud. I mean, at the end of it all, with all the difficulties that you've just mentioned, in the end, he pulled through. You know, he's here to tell the story.
Well, I don't think he didn't have that many options at the end of the day, did he? No, he, you know what, it's this was the amazing sorts of other stuff, but at the end of the day and the beginning of the day and we'd stop, we thought about why we were actually doing this. Mm-hmm. What was this all about? Mm. And that is why we are most proud. I mean, the fact is we've raised so far 355,300.
Wow, my word.
Which is a significant sum of money.
Yeah.
For people that really, really need it. And so that has made us super, super proud. And the team behind us has been just phenomenal.
Would you do it again?
Yes. Actually, it's a very strange question and a funny question you ask, because we got to Milan and Julian said to me, Dad, we could turn around and go back to Poland now. Let's do that. I suggested that he needed some time out.
Look, it's such a wonderful, wonderful initiative that you've just embarked on here. 350,000 rand for Logwood Village. And as you said, you know, you had to remember why you're doing this in the first place. Have you told them how much money you've raised?
No, they've worked with us. They are part and parcel of our trip. We communicate on a daily basis. They tell us how much money's coming in from sponsors, both through people that donate through the crazybikeguy.com website and direct EFTs to them. So they've been and we've been chatting, like every day we communicate with their team. And I mean, they all came, a whole lot of them came to the airport when we left, which was so amazing.
Wow.
So we're so proud, and what we're really looking forward to is watching what they're going to do with this money. They've got a plan, and we're part of that kind of, we're working with them with this plan now to look at how this money is going to be used to benefit these amazing people.
And I think for me, what's more, you know, just incredible is for some of these people, you know, I believe they're mentally challenged. Some of them cannot thank you, you know, themselves enough. But you did it anyway. And you know, on their behalf, I think it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing that you've done. And we thank you on their behalf.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm just the most proud of the fact that there were so many generous donators. I mean, there were people donating whatever they had, 50 rand, 100 rand. I had friends from school donating. I had friends from out of school donating. It was just an incredible, it just showed the kindness of humanity. It really just has shown us that there is still faith.
Yeah.
Now, Grant, you're my hero, but Julian is actually my real hero here. So it's a fantastic thing. Julian, congratulations, and you can be really proud of yourself.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Grant, thank you. And thank you so much for having the courage to do this with your son. Wonderful, wonderful. Really encouraging.
No problems. Thank you. And thank you for having us on your show.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Grant Cameron Smith and son Julian, who have cycled 2,500 kilometers in Europe, raising almost, I think it's about 350,000 rand for Logwood Village. And it's a home for the mentally challenged adults, who many of them spend their lives actually in that home. And they've just done this for them, just cycling through, as you could hear it, you know, really really challenging environments, but they did it. And what a wonderful thing to report back on. You may remember that we spoke to them at the very beginning of their journey, and they're back home and they're sound and they're good and they've raised a good amount of money. So this is absolutely wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing that story with us, Grant and Julian Cameron Smith.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.